here with Ann Wildman. Great name, great name. And you are with ADM Credit Union out of Decatur, Illinois.
That's
How are you?
I'm good. Fine, thanks.
Good, good. How's the conference going for you so far?
It's very good.
Yeah?
Much needed, a little bit of inspiration, and not just from the collection side, mm-hmm. but also on a personal note on how to handle, you know, those uncomfortable calls and some things like that. Mm-hmm.
So to like the negotiations, conflict, that type
and
of stuff.
That's hard.
Yeah.
That's not an easy thing to do.
No doubt. So to learn how to do that is, I think, an art, or kudos to you or whomever does that to learn how to do that. That's really can be touchy, but those who can do it well, right on. And it sounds like you guys are in that boat. So
we are.
Good for you. Good
for
you.
We're a very small credit union, so I wear many hats, and that's one of them.
Okay. Okay. Cool. And so, was there anything else in specifically that you wanted to get here out of the conference?
Just the networking with other credit unions.
Exchanging ideas.
One of the best things you can get from going to any type of conference or meeting is the sharing of ideas and picking other people's brains on what works for them and what doesn't work for them, and to try and see. I get so much out of that at anything I do.
Have you, I don't want to divulge any secret information, but was there anything in particular that maybe you had a conversation about that maybe helped you out?
Yep. This afternoon we talked about at a round table on things that trigger, like our emotions. Lisa was a presenter on that.
Yeah,
and
was great.
And I posted brought up the question as far as how do you handle when, you know, the member thinks it's your fault. You know, if they're no longer employed by ADM, they blame it on us and they don't want to pay their loan back, when they don't understand the credit union is not the same thing as the company that they used to be employed by. And so how do you kind of diffuse that and learn what those triggers are and how to prepare yourself before you have that conversation?
Yeah.
So that was a good one this afternoon.
That is definitely a good one. Any other do you have any expectations coming into the conference?
No, I attended several years ago, a couple years in a row, and then I haven't been here for a few years, so it was good to refresh and reconnect with even the staff from CU Recovery. Mm-hmm. We have a very good relationship with them for many, many years. And just to see them again and chat with them.
Yeah, on the tour. I think you had a tour yesterday?
I didn't do the tour yesterday. I had done it several years ago, and
so
my flight wasn't here in time.
Okay. So, darn those airlines. Get here on time. So is there anything else? I mean, what else? Here's a question for you. What trends are you seeing right now as far in the collections arena that you're seeing? Are you seeing it increasing, decreasing, or what are you seeing out there in that area of business?
We don't have a large problem with delinquencies, and we're kind of on a roller coaster ride. Mm-hmm. We have our highs and our lows, and we're very fortunate in that respect, especially with payroll deduction from the employer sponsor group. But it is when, you know, someone is no longer employed or some event happens in their family and finances change.
Right.
I see it happening more with younger people. They're taking on a little bit too much, I think, initially. And there again, we have to watch for that on the lending side.
Right.
To be careful how much we're willing to do or how much our member is in on a debt side. Mm-hmm. I know that debt with the younger millennial group is increasing. Mm-hmm. So that is something we're watching out for pretty closely.
So you can be very proactive in that area and kind of look out for them, actually. You're kind of helping them, actually.
We try, and that's what we have a very, very good loan officer who our philosophy is we want to get our members in a better financial position than when they first came to us.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes if that means telling them no, and try to do X, Y, and Z.
Right.
You know, we put that out there.
Right.
Other times it might be, yes, we can help them because we know we're going to save them money than if they go out and get that car loan anyway at 4 or 5% higher.
Yeah.
So you
really
just,
then put them really in trouble.
You just have to know how to balance it. And the relationship building with our members is very important. And I think we do have a great membership in that base to work with.
Yeah. Is that like the debt to income ratio, that type of thing? You got to make sure that's in balance and that's in check, or
we do, that's in our policy.
Okay.
But I find trends are more indicative of what might happen in the future. They may qualify on a debt ratio, but if you can see their debt increasing over the last few years, they may be getting into a place where they really can't afford something financially. That instead of having that $400 car payment because they want that $30,000 truck, maybe they need to be in a $350 car payment on a $20,000, you know, car.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if they just got married or might be wanting to have a family.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
We think about that.
Yeah, no doubt. That's really good that you guys look at the whole picture like that.
We do.
I mean, not a lot of organizations would do that. They're like, ah, here you go, and get you into further trouble.
I think you find that in the credit union movement. We are like that, even the larger ones versus smaller ones, but I do think that smaller credit unions know their members a little bit better than the larger ones because we have fewer members and fewer staff that work more one-on-one with them.
Yeah, you know their lives.
It is a benefit for us.
Yeah, oh my gosh, I would think so. Yeah, definitely. And for them as well, I would think. So, very cool stuff. Anything else to add in to wrap up our chat here? Any final words of wisdom?
No, credit unions are wonderful. I wish everybody could, would belong and, open up their eyes to the movement because it's wonderful.
Yeah, well, it's growing. It's growing. It's a good thing. So,
it is.
Good deal. Well, thank you so much, Anne. Appreciate the time.
You're welcome.